What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I have a little program note. I am not going to be doing this radio show tomorrow. I have a medical appointment I need to go to. And Michael Herzog is going to be taking the microphone for my show. They're going to be talking about All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, which apparently is still out there and being read by people, along with the video that's on YouTube. And let's see. Yeah, so there's that that's going on tomorrow, and thank you for understanding my my absences here. Now, we were talking about water, that there is a lot of water out there. It's just the infrastructure to move it from where the water is to where it's needed has been allowed to deteriorate over the years, and as a good example of that, last night, Kentucky was hit by historic flash flooding. And they had storms dumped 10 inches of rain. Houses were washed away. Cars were washed away. The electricity for 20,000 homes was knocked out. People were trapped in their homes because they didn't get outside before the floodwaters covered the doors here. And it was a monster last night. I mean, we're in the south part of Indiana, and just over that way is Kentucky. We could see the storms. And I remember commenting to Claire, I said, you know, thank goodness that's not headed our way, because that's going to be a problem for somebody. And it certainly, certainly was. Okay, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm glad to hear from you. I just wanted to follow with some. Remember, like a week or two ago, Adam Schiff came out with saying that the U.S. there was going to be like they could have U.S. operations operating in the United States, and they didn't have to make it public.
Yeah, he wanted to basically have an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, I think, where basically the military could conduct domestic operations inside the country without oversight. Now, of course, this is a complete violation of posse comitatus, and a lot of people are wondering just what the military is getting ready to do inside the borders of the United States where they don't want anybody watching.
Yep, and then I was going to follow up with then all the processing plants that were burning down.
Yes. Remember?
So it could be, is it our special forces, or is it, you think it's a foreign government that's doing it? You think it's our people on the ground?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, in a country this large, there's always going to be a certain amount of fires, but there have certainly been a lot. Along with these very suspicious failures of large freezer units, which normally have alarms. If something goes wrong, the alarm goes off so they can fix it. We may be seeing the beginnings of a deliberate food shortage to force us into compliance with the Great Reset.
Yeah, like some real special forces on the ground, like some Spetsnaz or something. I don't know. You never spent any
well, Green Berets, you know, Rangers, who knows
Operation
what all
Robert
else. Now, technically, the Marines are exempt from posse. I'm sorry. Let me finish this. Technically, the Marines are exempt from posse comitatus, but Adam Schiff seemed to indicate that more than just the Marines would be involved.
Okay, I don't know what he was saying, that he was trying to hide all operations in the United States going on. Robin Sage, like they have the special forces thing that trains there all the time. I appreciate your time, Mike. If I may make like one more or two more points, please.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Smedley Butler, Wars or Bankers' Wars, I know that. Yeah, you're right. But then you know who else was all over Epstein's little black book? It was Trump. Like, come on. You got a soft spot for Trump, man. He flew on the jet.
Yeah.
He was a frequent flyer. Hey, all right. Anyway, if I make one more point, please, I won't say nothing else. The USS Liberty, right?
Yes.
That's a good thing. You think about that. We can always think about that. Oh, and yeah, I'll make one more point, and this is for Tom. Tom likes this. He always talks about the immigration stuff. Molly Tibbetts. Molly Tibbetts' dad, he cucked. He apologized. He got on his knees and, like, asked for forgiveness for, like, the guy that killed his daughter. And she hated white people, Molly Tibbetts. Like, if you looked at her her Instagram page and stuff, it was weird. She would have, like, you know. But anyway, that's just another, and that's another one more point. So.
Okay.
All right, Mike, well, like I said, I appreciate your time, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all got to stick together, right? And
yep.
We're going to win.
Yep, absolutely.
Right?
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Trish in New York. Hello, Trish. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I'm just calling about the nuclear alerts. I don't know if you're aware of that have been running in New York.
You mean the public service announcements? Yeah, I'm aware of those. We reported on them when they first started up.
Okay, because they recently had another one this week, which upped the ante a little bit to be prepared for evacuation. and I'm not sure, are you aware of Operation Gotham Shield, a military drill?
No, I'm not. I think I've heard the name once, but I don't know the details. If you have anything, please share.
Well, Operation Gotham Shield was a huge multi-state, and I think it even involved parts of Canada, for a nuclear detonation in New York and the border of New Jersey. That was back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about it is that under cover of COVID in 2020, there was another drill done, another Gotham drill done secretly. And it was, I don't know if you remember the Javits Center, how they set that up for this overflow of patients that never happened.
Yes.
And then they brought in the ships. And
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and the patients never really materialized, but the troops did. And there was a former CNN AP photographer that was going around, and he was documenting the hospital emergency wards and that kind of thing. And he was at the Javits Center in early April of 2020. And
okay.
He saw these troops coming out of the front of the Javits Center, and when they saw he was filming, they all turned their name tags around. So when he got home, he blew up the tags, and they had this, not Operation COVID, but they had Operation Gotham on them.
Okay.
And so when he Googled it, he made the connection with, you know, these Gotham series of military drills that are going on. And what's interesting is that the guy that headed up that Javits operation, a guy named Zach Iskall, was just named as the head of FEMA New York City, and he's the one that's been overseeing the putting out of these nuclear alerts.
I mean, considering what happened on 9/11, you know, we cannot rule out the possibility of another false flag attack to start a war. I mean, look how many times wars are started with hoaxes and frauds. The Lusitania, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Yeah, it's very alarming.
Michael, here's the other part of it that's a little bit interesting is that there was a guy that put out on his website that he had, that this was back in mid-February before the invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah.
He put on his website that the Hasidics were evacuating Brooklyn because they were worried about a nuclear device. Okay, and this was before the first nuclear alert came out. You know, and so I went out there and I checked out those neighborhoods, and they were pretty empty. And so I had my radioactive device with me, and I was as I went around the subways, and at one point under Macy's Herald Square, I was coming down the stairs. The train was coming into the station. It had not come in yet, and it jumped from like about 5 or 6 to almost 500.
Okay,
before the train even got into the
significant.
Station.
That's that's definitely get out of there before you start suffering genetic damage.
Right.
There are radioactive hotspots, all over New York City. And NEST, the Nuclear Emergency Search Team, supposedly has them all mapped on out. I can't imagine why an intense radiation source would be on one of the trains, but, at this point...
Well, when I ran up the stairs to the street, and then when I came back down about 10 minutes later, the numbers were back to normal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, the whole thing is odd. And, it seems like you say, before 9/11, there are certain people that have gotten notified, or of a heads up of something coming, and they're safely out of town. If you go up to the really wealthy areas of Manhattan, block after block after block, they're dark. They're not there. People are just, half the city's gone. And it could just be simply that the rich people pulled out, COVID.
Summer vacation, it's very hot and muggy in New York City. They may be down in Florida or something. Anyway, Trish, thanks an awful lot for the information. And I wish I could say it's impossible to think the United States would set off a small nuke in this country to get a war going. But unfortunately, history is against me on that one.
Well, it's
all
been
right,
done over
see.
And over.
Yeah, we are. Thank you for the call, Trish. We're going to go
to
Joshua.
Oh, wait, Michael.
What?
Michael, can I just add one more thing? That's odd is that FEMA was meeting with a bunch of mayors from Israeli cities around the same time that they released this this alert. Now, I don't know if that's related. I just think it's weird.
I think it would be weird that FEMA would be meeting with mayors of Israeli cities.
Instead
FEMA is
of
supposed to be,
American,
taking care of this country.
Anyway,
okay?
Operation Gotham, I hope it doesn't go live.
Well, me too, obviously there. And thank you for the call. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that it looks like I was right about the Supreme Court justices. Looks like Kavanaugh will become the Chief Justice, and John Roberts stepped down, and John Turley will probably take John Roberts' spot. And then also UK trade deal with Ukraine and all that.
Yeah.
Seeing that it's looking like somehow they got the jump on the trade deal. And then with that, I think they're going to do something into the pipelines. Tim Pool mentioned something that they have like energy pipelines that UK wants to do, but it'll take like a decade to do. And then I think it's from going from like their place to like the Europe or whatever, like the mainland, pretty much, right? Is that right? Do you know anything?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. I know there's pressure to reopen or to complete and open the Nord Stream 2, and that could be done very, very quickly.
And what's that, real quick? What is that, the Nord Stream?
Nord Stream 2.
What is that exactly?
It's an oil and gas pipeline. It's a parallel to the Nord Stream 1, and it was not completed because of pressure coming from Washington, D.C., and now the mayors of German cities are saying it's time to open up Nord Stream 2 and get oil and gas flowing from Russia, or Germany's going to be in a serious economic problem.
Tim Pool was mentioning something about the U.K. had some ability to get some type of energy thing going, I think, with something to do with pipelines, but it would take some time to do. You know anything about that?
Yeah. If you're willing to wait 5-10 years, yes, you can solve the energy problem.
Okay. So you hear about France and how they were supposedly going to cut back on the nuclear energy production, but then they wound up switching it up in 2019, and now they're going to do it in 2035, meaning that they probably have a little bit of nuclear energy left. And between that, the 20% that Russia, I think supposedly they're saying that Russia oil they'll be able to get, they could probably use that for the next 10 years between Germany.
Yeah, there are a lot of countries are starting to use coal again, much to the consternation of the green agenda. Yeah. And, a lot of countries are saying, let's keep our nuclear power plants going. There's even talk in Japan about restarting some of the reactors they shut down after Fukushima.
Okay, so one more thing. Do you think that with the trade war and then that if they're able to get something off in 10 years with the pipeline stuff over there, do you think they could somehow start doing currency trading or something? Like, could they get control of currency somehow or get control of something somehow through those two things?
Well, everybody's trying to control currencies. The currency that everybody wants to be in charge of is the global reserve currency, which, okay, Joshua, you got to let me finish these things, okay? Everybody wants to be in charge of the global reserve currency. It used to be the British pound sterling until Bretton Woods. After Bretton Woods, it was the U.S. dollar. Now it looks like the U.S. dollar is falling, and there's China and Russia have announced a joint reserve currency, and probably the world is going to turn to that. Anyway, Joshua, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to chime in on the food thing and the posse comitatus stuff and all that. And it's just there's too frequent all these attacks and disablings and legalistic attacks and everything else and going on. They're going on around the world. They're going on primarily in the United States, but around the world. And in different very different ways of doing it, from lawfare to sabotage, to fires, to, you know, whatever. I mean, and by the way, we haven't heard any of them come out and saying no arson report, no sabotage. I don't recall hearing any of that. But I also don't recall hearing anybody saying it was clear of that either. And you had the, to me, it's the same. It's the bankers' war thing. I mean, look, the fact that that you can't get the military to operate in the United States, thank God, that doesn't. And I don't believe that the Rangers or the Special Forces would do that. I do believe that X guys would, the guys that work for the equivalent of Blackwater or whatever. And these billionaires have their own. They can afford anything.
Yeah.
They can do that. The CIA paramilitary, they do it in a heartbeat. So would the FBI. But you can hire contractors that just about anything.
Yep.
And as we all know, half of the intelligence, actually more than half, is outsourced anyways. For, you know, there was expose after expose on that. But I don't believe a rank and file guy, at some point, there has to come down to the chain of command to some captain or colonel or you know, lieutenant or sergeant that's going to do that. I don't believe they'd do it.
It's interesting. It's interesting that you would say that, because some years ago, I think it was back in the 1990s, there was a survey that was given to Marines all across the country. It was called the Combat Arms Survey. And it was given to Marines because, as I mentioned before, Marines are exempt from posse comitatus. And the gist of this survey was to find out if Marines were ordered to confiscate guns from the American people, if they would be willing to do so, and if they would be willing to shoot Americans who resisted gun confiscation. And the Marines came back and said, well, yeah, the Combat Arms Survey said that the Marines would carry out their orders and so forth and so on. Now, interestingly enough, I was working with a graphic designer who was an ex-Marine who had been at 29 Palms when that Combat Arms Survey came on out. And he said that basically everybody said, yes, we would take the guns and shoot people, because that's what their officers clearly wanted them to say. And the reality is they wouldn't do that. Anyway, Peter, stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you.
there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, you had something else you wanted to add to the discussion.
Yeah, I think all this talk about posse comitatus and all that has to go along with the drive to rid the military of conservatives and whites, and with CRT and white supremacy, ridiculous charges of white supremacy and all that. So in the future, I don't know what kind of orders this military would follow. And the Kai Command has already been thoroughly purged. We've got a ridiculous national command authority from the president to the chief of staff to the secretary of state. They're it's the worst we've ever had in the history of the United States, and we've had some bad ones, man. But so that you can't think about this in isolation. Hitting all these things and will they fire on us without knowing and understanding exactly what they're doing to the military itself.
Yes.
The other thing I want to mention, Mike, is that I watched the movie Spotlight the other day. Good movie.
Yeah.
Liv Schreiber and, Michael Keaton and, Mark Ruffalo, good cast, Rachel McAdams, good cast and an interesting topic. It was about the unmasking in Boston by investigative journalism done by the Boston Globe Spotlight, a little area that did deep dive, investigative journalism about all the Catholics and all the Catholic priest scandal and all that, and how that got hammered, and it was a huge deal, cost the Catholic Church billions, cost the cardinal, all that stuff, and that's well and good. I'm glad that that happened.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that
me
needed
too.
To be that needed to be exposed. What I wanted to point out also, I wanted to contrast this with another one. And by the way, the character that Liev Schreiber played was the editor, the Jewish editor, who greenlighted that, greenlighted it. And I remember saying back in 2015 when this came out, is I wonder, had this been a Jewish, deal with child abuse or whatever, which there's quite a bit of in a lot of these Hasidic sects. There's a
yes.
lot of it.
Yes.
As opposed from Nexium and even Epstein, that's all, but nevertheless, there's been some religious sects, quite a few of them in the Jewish, that have had that happen, and you never hear anything. And I wonder if that same editor would have greenlighted that story. I wonder if that movie would have been made had that been about the Hasidics or whatever. And I want to point out, remember the scandal back 10 or 15 years ago in New Jersey where several Jewish mayors and congressmen and rabbis were involved in organ smuggling?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I remember
that.
Yep. Came and went in the corporate media.
Mayors, congressmen, and rabbis, and organ smuggling. Obviously, this is coming from Palestinians or people that are killing on the West Bank or something. But smuggling in here, and that complete. Where was Spotlight? Where was any of that on that, or Nexium or Epstein? Where is the investigative reporting on that? Just wanted to make that point.
No, it's a valid point to make. And, there's a lot of attention focused on Epstein's client list. Now that Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved to this very comfy, cushy, club-fed kind of a prison where she does yoga and they have talent shows and all kinds of stuff like that. And, because it's pretty obvious at this point that Epstein and Maxwell were running a honey trap blackmail operation, and they don't want that list of clients to be made public because once they're made public, the blackmail no longer works.
And even the Me Too thing, it got some pretty high-ranking people like Harvey Weinstein and the head of Redstone. But all at once it went away. I mean, it stopped. When it started hitting the big shots in Hollywood, really, it ended. And you don't hear anymore, women are always right stuff anymore.
Yeah.
The paper quit saying
Well,
that.
Especially after Amber Heard and Depp, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Yeah, that's ended the women are always telling the truth myth.
Yeah, but these guys, they can, again, what can't you do? If you can print money out of nothing and never be audited, you can walk between the raindrops, man.
Yes, you can.
Anyways, Mike, that's it for me. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're coming up on a commercial break. We've got callers on the line, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, this prison that they're holding Ghislaine Maxwell in, you say that they have yoga there?
Yep.
And what else?
Well, it's a very comfortable, you know, low security, it's a club fed. It's, you know, a prison that they send politically powerful people to, you know, where it's not hard time. You know, it's basically like summer camp, only you can't leave.
Well, if they have an Olympic swimming pool in a theater, I mean, that's literally Auschwitz, the big center, too, you know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, Peter's right about the contractors, if there's anybody doing these operations against food plants. I would also point out that Mossad operates in the United States and has been for decades.
Yeah.
9/11 is the biggest example of that. And they have a get out of jail free card, and now they have you know, they're like-minded up at the very top levels of government. So I would look at that. Of course, you're never going to find it. Did you ever see the movie Munich?
Yes.
Steven Spielberg movie. Yeah, I think that was a kind of a expose on how they operate internationally, you know, without regard for the laws of the host nation. So you have that. You know, Putin is very, you know, they paint him as an evil villain, a poodler, and he's a murderer and all this. I think he's probably the most patient ruler or you know, president in the world, because they cut off, you know, his all the sanctions, and they confiscated all that money from the banks, and all this bad talk about him, and then they cry because he cuts down, you know, the flow of gas. They're lucky he has to shut it off altogether. Tell them to go pound sand.
Yeah, you Putin know? Has shown remarkable restraint.
Remarkable restraint. And then he has this basketball player, Reiner, you know, and she's smuggling drugs into Russia. And Blinken said today that she's wrongfully detained. It's like, well, look, you know, I know we release our prisoners here based on skin color, you know, on the same day. But that's, you know, he's putting that standard against Russia. That's not right, you know. If I was Putin, I would say, look, give us Julian Assange, and then we'll talk. We'll even, you know, we'll work out a deal. It's just incredible the chutzpah that goes on within our government, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she took drugs into Russia where they're illegal, and she got arrested. She is not being wrongfully detained. You know, she violated the drug laws.
I guarantee you someone squealed or she was being surveilled on her previous trips. And then she comes up with this, well, I didn't know it was in the bag. She even said that, well, maybe somebody put it in there. It's just basically, I didn't do nothing, you know. It's absurd. And I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyhow, I forgot my second topic because I went off on a tangent. So, you have another caller?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Leo, I'm coming with the bat.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What was on your mind?
How are you doing, Mike? Kind of like what this guy was saying before with, you know, Russia and Putin and all that. You know, a lot of, you know, there's this, everybody's starting to talk now about so-called Great Reset, about Klaus Schwab and his, World Economic Forum.
Yes.
And some of these other clowns like Soros and all that. These globalists, you know, they also could be called the New World Order, Bilderberg, the Liberal Order. Whatever it is, the country and the man that is not only fighting them, he is dismantling them, he's destroying them, and people aren't, is Vladimir Putin, the Russian army and the Russian people. I mean, everything they've tried in this guy has backfired, both militarily and economically.
Yes.
I mean, their country, West Europe, is imploding, and the United States is in all kinds of trouble, all right? And meanwhile, the Russian economy is getting better by the day.
Yes.
It's very low, you know, their prices are much lower than ours. I watched sometimes, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, John Mark Dugan.
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. You check him out. He's still got a YouTube. I don't know how long they're going to keep him on YouTube. By the way, a lot of people are going to Rumble. More and more people are going to Rumble.
I'm using Rumble myself.
You're in Rumble now?
Yes.
Oh, good. I got to catch you there. Anyway, most of the time I catch you in BitChute, you know? But
yes, I'm there as well.
What? Okay.
I said, yeah, I have some stuff on BitChute, but the video archive for this show is on Rumble.
Good. They're great. Anyway, Mark John Dugan he does have a YouTube channel right now, all right? And he's an American living in Russia. And I'll give you a quick detail of how he got there. He was a Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy. glutamate whistle kind of corruption going on, corruption and brutality going on in not only that department, but of that area of Southern Florida. And he even he somehow got him online or something like that. And then the FBI tried to charge him with something to do with, taping, something he did to get trapping these, these crooked deputies and other government officials there. Anyway, he had to escape, and he wound up going to Russia. He wound up escaping to Russia. RT had his whole story. I saw he actually managed to get into Canada and then get on a plane to Florida about maybe 4 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And now he goes around reporting, showing what goes on in Russia, Russian life. On top of that, he'll go to the Donetsk quite a bit to help out, not militarily, even though he is an ex-Marine. He goes and helps out, bringing supplies there and reporting on what goes on there also. But he'll go to Russian supermarkets and stuff like that. And the other day he went into a Russian supermarket and he walked the streets too and talked to people and go to the malls and stuff like that. But anyway, that supermarket was so stacked full of really good food, food you can't get here.
Yeah.
Great fish products, breads that, I wish we could get those kind of breads. That they're really crisp type of, you used to call it French bread, I think. And all kinds of different milks, yogurts, kefirs. I don't know if you know what kefir is. I drink a lot
yes,
of it.
Yes, I do.
It's like a liquid yogurt. It's very high in very much in probiotics. Anyway, so he goes right. So fruits, vegetables. I mean, they got everything there. No shortages, no lines, no empty shelves. It's incredible. I mean, that country is now like I said, it's dismantling the New World Order. People are complaining, well, it's only a matter of time. No, they won't bring us down. You know why? Because Russia is bringing them down. We should be ashamed of ourselves that we're actually still dominated, that we got a government that actually is run by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. We should be ashamed of ourselves while Russia is destroying. And I'll tell you the truth, China is helping destroy it also.
Yes.
Now, despite what they're saying, China is for China, but they're not, they're not going to let themselves be run by some clown in Europe who wants to basically depopulate the planet. And that's what the New World Order is about. They want depopulation. They're they're eugenicists.
Yeah.
And they're plain evil. They're not communists. That's a bunch of nonsense calling them communists. They're a lot worse than communists. They're worse than fascists. They basically want most of us dead and the few remaining as slaves, and they want to replace us with robots. That's what they're about. And thank God for Putin and the Russian army and the Russian people, because they're taking these globalists apart piece by piece. You saw that Italian guy there, Mario Draghi?
Yes.
He stepped down.
Yep.
That the idiot Boris Johnson stepped down there in England. I think Macron is very close to getting the axe.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
And that guy who's in Holland, I think he's close to getting his too soon. And I think if they don't step down, the people are going to rise up and drag them out of their palaces or offices, wherever they are. And they're probably going to hang them in public like they did to Mussolini and they did to the Ceausescu there in Romania.
Ceausescu was machine gunned to death.
Was he? I thought he was hung. Okay, he was machine gunned? Whatever
yep.
it was, the crowd did it, right?
Yeah, it was broadcast on Romanian national television.
Yeah. And that's what's going to happen to these clowns. That's exactly what's going to happen to them. They will not get their New World Order. They will not get their robots to run us. I don't know what we're going to do with these robots, whether we should just smash them into junk or maybe use them for something good. I don't know. But they will not get their, they will not have their way. And one of the main reasons they're not going to have their way is because of Russia right now, and China to a degree. And to a degree, the American public. I mean, the Second Amendment helped. They were never able to quite get the control during COVID that they were in Europe. States' rights, Constitution does help. Okay? But it's mainly Russia that's now destroying them. It's backfiring to them. They thought they'd destroy the Russian economy. They figured Putin would be overthrown then.
No, hasn't happened.
They went for Ukraine. Nothing happened. Like, just the opposite. It backfired. So that's all I got to say, Mike. Anyway, you are on Rumble now? Are you coming live on Rumble?
No, not live on Rumble. I mean, there's a live player at whatreallyhappened.com, but then after the show, the videos are put up. Actually, the next day, the video goes up on Rumble. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. First of all, the reference of the Catholic Church being exposed for its pedophilia and its internal homosexuality as well.
Yes.
I think the reason for that is, first of all, the Hasidim, the Hasidics, are a much smaller group of the Jews. And many Jews, actually the majority of Jews, really dislike the Hasidics because they're trying to hold them to a very rigid form of the old-style Judaism. So in Israel, they're greatly disliked and feared. If they did have internal, which they did obviously have abuse within, probably it was more incestuous abuse because they were so close to outsiders. And so it was always silenced from inside, and it rarely got out. As for the reason that the Catholic Church has become so widespread, it's because the Catholic Church is so large. And the other thing is the Catholic Church was exploiting the children of other people from other ethnicities when they were trying to indoctrinate them to become Catholics, like the residential schools. Right now, the Pope is in an Aboriginal community offering an apology for the abuse during the residential schools. And it's absurd because those who call themselves indigenous, which nobody is ever really indigenous to anywhere in the world, everybody migrated from day one as soon as they could walk or crawl. The Aboriginals or indigenous of Canada are so delighted that the Pope is there to apologize, but the only thing that they lamented was that he did not mention the sexual abuse. Well, it's that kind of folly. You cannot be so thrilled and glad that the Pope is there to honor you with his presence and apologize for what? For having educated the children? That part was good because they were giving them an education that would make it possible for them to enter the mainstream if they chose to get off the government-controlled reservations and become one of the mainstream society. So Catholicism, because it's so widespread, because it tried so hard to indoctrinate people and draw people into the Catholic Church, that is why it was such an easy target for criticism. The other thing I wanted to talk about is the misuse of the word eugenics. People who say that what's happening today is eugenics, it's actually the reverse, because the goal of eugenics was to prevent, to remove from the human gene pool anybody with a low IQ or with a physical disability. That is what eugenics was. It was to improve even among the whites, to get rid of what they called white junk DNA, to get rid of the disabled and those below the 100 IQ mark because they were considered inferior. Eugenics was about very selective breeding to improve what they considered the ideal white population. So when you talk about eugenics today, it's an abuse of the word. It's actually the reverse, because they want to dehumanize human beings. And one of the ways that they're doing it is by trying to enforce on us foods, along with all the things they've been doing for decades, that diminish the human mind of all ethnicities and all skin colors. The foods and the chemicals that have been sneaked into our food and our water and anything that we consume and the air that we breathe. For example, meat, the protein is really, really important. And meat is the best form of protein because we suffer catabolism and then there's anabolism. And with anabolism, you create the androgens that then allow the creation of testosterone and estrogen. And the the food dogma, the official food dogma, is don't eat anything with cholesterol. It's been that way for decades. Well, in 2015, they suddenly discovered, I didn't hear them say it. I had to go in search of the information. In 2015, they said, oh, cholesterol is not so bad after all. Don't worry about it. Eat as much cholesterol as you want because your liver will get rid of whatever you don't need. First, it was don't eat cholesterol. Your liver will manufacture whatever cholesterol you need. Now it's go ahead and eat crickets, even though they're very high in cholesterol, because your body needs cholesterol and your liver will get rid of the cholesterol that you don't need. But actually, the best form, there is nothing in the world, although the crickets presumably have all of the amino acids to make a complete protein, it is still an inferior product no matter what they do with it. Nothing competes with meat. And the best kind of meat is the meat that has fat in it, because the fat has the cholesterol, which produces the androgens that that makes testosterone and estrogen, testosterone and estrogen, which I think eliminating cholesterol from our diets may have had something to do with the drop in the fertility rate. I have no idea.
It's entirely possible. I mean, there's so much toxic stuff out there in food processing and orthodox medicine. We're literally under assault from all different sides. Anyway, listen, Layla, we're getting close to the end of the show. I got a bunch of other calls I want to get to. So thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. What I got to say is just going to take about 3 minutes. Easter Sunday, I went over to my sister's house. She cooked a huge meal, expecting about 10, 12 people, and there were three of us there. So I got leftovers for a couple of days, and before I left her house, I says, expect to see a school shooting, a mass school shooting, like a Columbine type thing.
Yes.
And then Agave at Rob's school happened. And, I'm not a psychic or anything else like that. The reason I bring this up is because this morning at 5 a.m. I was listening to Rent's radio, and he had Donald Jeffries on, and he had his own show for an hour, and he was interviewing a 15-year-old sophomore, 33 years ago, that was at Columbine, and this girl, as a young adult, teenager. She stuck to her guns, and she said, I seen four shooters there.
Yes.
And another woman had written a book that said that she seen four shooters there. But
yes,
as I recall from the media, it was only those two kids, and they might have been on SSRI medication that they never looked into and explained that.
They were.
Hey, this is the reason. They went crazy.
You know, but what's really interesting at the time is there were two other people who were arrested by the police and then mysteriously released, and no record was kept of them.
Well, the woman that they were interviewing, and I'm saying she's 47, 48 by now, the woman they were interviewing said that she got a job working at a local pool hall bar as a bartender type thing, and two Jefferson County, Colorado policemen that were resigned from the department came in there, and they were talking to her, and normally she said, I only answer two questions, and then if you give me a tip, I'll go for a third. And she had such a pleasant conversation with these guys, and these guys had quit the department because they weren't going to be part of a cover-up.
Okay.
So I just thought that was interesting, and that's all I want to say. Get to the next caller. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you for the insight. Yeah, we know that Columbine was a setup, and as the gun grabbers get more and more desperate to disarm us, there are going to be more mass shootings, and hopefully there are going to be more law-abiding individuals with guns to stop the mass shootings like we had here in Indianapolis. Okay, we're going to go to Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I'll be brief also. I wanted to bring some attention to something I came across about illegal immigration, and this is what I really call colonization. It's no longer immigration assimilation, but we keep hearing that they're just coming here for a better life. And I came across something published by the National Immigration Law Center, and I counted 13 different assistance programs for illegal aliens, ranging from public housing and Section 8, full-scope Medicaid, emergency Medicaid, SSI, Social Security income, supplemental Social Security income, supplemental national nutritional assistance program, and there's a bunch of others, including another program where they can file a tax return and get lump sum payments of up to $10,000 for their children they have as dependents. So
yes.
When they say they're just coming for a better life to work, it's all BS. They're coming to take advantage of the system. So I would urge people, go to that website, NILC.org, download that list of programs, and then shoot it around to different people to raise some hell.
All right. We need to. We need to raise a lot of heck about all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's a big scam. We know it. And there's no way you can bring millions of people in this country who can't speak the language, have no skills, and believe that they're going to go out and be productive citizens. It's just not happening.
No.
And again, the programs amount to thousands of dollars per month per family. So meanwhile, Americans are suffering. Border landowners are suffering from all the damage. So it's just a bunch of nonsense. So just wanted to bring that up, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much there. And we're coming up to the end of the program. And while we're talking about immigration, apparently the Border Patrol in Yuma nabbed over 100 convicted felons from 46 countries in a single week. I mean, this really is an invasion, and it is something to deal with that. Now, up in Washington, D.C., okay, the mayor there is very upset that the illegal immigrants that were coming into Arizona and Texas and Florida are being sent up to Washington, D.C., has now requested the National Guard be brought on out to deal with the flood of illegal immigrants. Well, why didn't you call out the military to deal with the illegal immigrants when they were pouring into Arizona, Texas, and Florida? That would have been the time to deal with them. And it just sort of underscores the hypocritical approach to immigration that we see coming from the Democrats. Now, down in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a stand against some of these sexually explicit books being available in school libraries, like Genderqueer and various others. Apparently, there is now a group of LGBT activists have sued DeSantis to get those books back in the elementary school libraries. Okay, there is the music. The show is over. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of publicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Again, I'm taking tomorrow off, but tune in for the show, and Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.